This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Richard Bradbury virtually. Our question to you today is, where do you get most of your information about current affairs / the pandemic? Let's have a look at the poll results on Twitter, Rich.
Yeah, starting with Work WhatsApp Group, that's at 3.2%. News and social media, 89.4%. Government press conferences, 3.2%, and others over at 4.1%. We've had around just over 200 votes so far. Mm-hmm. Do get us via WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 if you'd like to. Twitter and Instagram, of course, at BFM Radio.
Right. Of course, you can still take part in the poll. We want to get the news and social media to 89.9%.
Yes, that would be okay. Nice.
All right. Our next story is on the closure of major malls and supermarkets owing to their inclusion in the hotspot identification by dynamic engagement or HITE system. And it could be ill-judged due to Eid al-Fitr this week, according to health experts.
Yeah, so the government suddenly ordered the simultaneous three-day closures during the weekend, just before Eid al-Fitr, of course. Typically a peak shopping period when Muslim families purchase items needed for their celebrations and giving little time for shoppers to react.
So here's the background into what happened. The HITE system was introduced to public on May 4th by Mosti Minister Khairi Jamaluddin as a system that can preemptively identify potential COVID-19 hotspots using data from the My Sejahtera application and health databases. A couple of days later, May 8th, the first HITE list was published, with the list being dominated by malls and hypermarkets, mostly in Selangor and Kuala Lumpur. Carrier at that point said being included in the list does not necessarily mean these premises have to close. A day later, however, Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob announced that all malls, many containing hypermarkets and lists, were ordered closed until May 11th, causing confusion and frustration among shoppers and business people alike.
Yeah, so Ames University's School of Medicine Associate Professor Dr. Saraswati Binarai said the timing was unfortunate, and she said there was a noticeable increase in crowds at malls in the vicinity of those that were ordered to close. I've seen that myself as well.
Right.
Quote, I think if there were a good reason to close the malls, then it should be done, of course, but this is based on the HITE system, and there seems to be a lack of information on how the system works. Mm. Was it based on a risk and vulnerability analysis? Was the data complete to make such drastic moves all in one day, she said. It's definitely based on artificial intelligence, but what are the components of that AI? And it's not clear. How reliable is that data? She goes on to say, the bigger malls and so on may use the My Sejahtera app, but the right. smaller outlets might not. She then went on to add, referring to the fact that the HITE system uses data from the My Sejahtera app.
Right. Meanwhile, Malaysian Medical Gazette Managing Editor Dr. Koo Yong Kian pointed out the possibility of a large surge in visitors at malls and hypermarkets that are allowed to remain open, and therefore an increased risk of COVID-19 infections. Therefore, it's important for existing malls to ensure SOPs are well-defined and enforced. It'd be better to try and limit visitors by number and hours too. So on the other hand, the public should also be aware of high-risk areas and malls that can be on-site for outbreaks. Do the shopping if you need to, but be quick about it. Keep to SOPs, refrain from bringing high-risk individuals like children and elderly, he advised. Dr. Koo also said it was important to make sure decisions such as that of closing malls and hypermarkets should be properly aligned with other SOPs, so that the public is able to properly understand and buy into these decisions. We cannot have mixed messages like closing malls but not closure of proven sites of outbreaks like factories and workplaces. Furthermore, the flip-flop decisions of prohibiting outdoor sporting activities then allowing it the next day does not inspire confidence in the people, he said.
Right. So, in a press conference yesterday, Senior Defence Minister Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob acknowledged that the closures could create new concentrations of shoppers at other malls. However, he insisted that malls and retailers have been issued with standard operating procedures to limit the number of people that may be in a store at any given time, and any beyond this limit would be made to queue for their turn to enter. I think that's part of the problem, though.
During the queuing.
Yeah, queuing. Not just that, but if you are closing one place, right, and you know something a minute up the road, is selling exactly the same thing and are still open. What are you going to do?
Right. And it's the, okay, look, it's the bigger malls that have actually, you know, probably better SOPs in place. So that's why there are hotspots, right? Mm. You know, why not do, you know, like how you're trying to get a park and you see, oh, there are how many parking spots available. And so you decide whether you want to park here, there, or anywhere. Why not do with the number of visitors that are in right now? And, you know, so then you look, okay, there's too many right now. We're limiting the whole mall to X number of visitors, regardless of where they are, and then that would be a better gauge of should I go in or not go in.
Right? I mean, locally where I live as well, of course, I live close to Bangsar Village and Bangsar Village too. And the other, I'm not sure what day it was, a couple of days ago. Now, Village Grocer in there has not been ordered to close. And so there are a bunch of people queuing to get into the grocers. And the police came in and were shouting at people to tell them that this place is supposed to be closed. Please get out now, you know. And so that's what happened. You know, the shutters came down and whatever. And so there was so much confusion because as far as they were concerned, the grocery store was supposed to be open. Mm. Yet the police were informed that it was supposed to be closed. So you have the general public who are stuck in the middle, like, you know, what are we supposed to do? We don't want to get in trouble for being here. So... confusion all over the place.
Right, which also is the reason why we're asking this question. Where do you get most of information about current affairs and the pandemic? You know, so let us know. And there is a poll happening. We'd love to hear from you. That's BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And we'll get to our final story on drones right after this. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.